The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, check this out. If you go to the Odyssey app, and you listen to 1 hour, just 1 hour, 1 hour of radio with us, then you're entered to win $5,000.
So here's the deal. It's 5K a day, and all you have to do is log into the Odyssey app between, let's see here, today. Today and February 7th, log in between then and listen for at least 1 hour, as he said, to be entered for your chance to win $5,000. There's a new winner every single day.
All right, Broncos lose, but we're okay with it.
Are we?
I think.
Are we?
Yeah.
Who's still left?
Washington won last night. Yep. You got the Lions. You got the Kansas City Chiefs. Eagles, yeah. A lot of teams.
Oh, okay.
A few teams.
Is there any teams that we like?
No.
Oh.
You like the Chiefs.
I do. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of want Buffalo to win.
Yeah, I don't. I know they just beat us, but I do.
I like Josh Allen.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of Buffalo.
You are?
They need to win one.
Buffalo blows.
I just want to see them
because they lost four Super Bowls in a row in the 90s, so I would just like to see them win one.
Yeah. Who cares about the 90s?
Buffalo's blow.
Buffalo blows.
Oh, not Buffalo's. Anyway.
But Jamie and I have cut a deal.
Yeah, we have.
Okay? All right. Now, there's a thing called squares that people play when it comes to football. I don't want to try to explain it because it's all about numbers with the score and end of each quarter, whatever. But we've decided, since we both have good numbers for the drawing, and we're talking $1,000 per quarter, and if you get the halftime, it's $2,000. The end of the game is $3,500. She's got good numbers. I got good numbers. We're going to combine our numbers so that we both have four, and then we split the money at the end.
See, that's smart. That's called teamwork.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
But I thought of that because she's got great numbers.
I can't take you serious right now. Your hat is so crooked.
It really is. Yeah, it's kind of distracted. I was thinking the exact same thing.
Right? Wait, he looks like just special.
Well, I was suggesting it because when I get excited about a bet, I kind of turn my hat like I'm a bookie.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I get into the whole, you know.
All right. Anyway, going back. Sorry, that was just a lot.
All right. Anyway, but we've combined them, so her and I are partners coming up for the Super Bowl. I can't wait.
You're just so hyped because you won $1,700 this weekend.
Yeah, I'd be.
Does Lisa know you won $1,700?
Nope, I'd like to keep it down if we could.
Hey, Lisa, he won $1,700.
Nope. And you're going to Vegas this weekend.
Nope. Yep.
Nope. Oh. Did you see the video of the guy that was reunited with his dog out in L.A.? Oh.
That was weird.
It is weird. I agree with you, Jamie. Everybody's saying, oh, what a wonderful one. It is wonderful, but the guy's kind of bizarre.
He is bizarre. Do we have the audio?
Yeah.
Okay, because let me explain what I think is weird. So at first he's like, oh, come on, Poopy, or whatever the dog's name is.
Oreo.
Right. Come on, Oreo. Oh, want some food? He's not thrilled seeing the dog yet. He's just trying to get him down or whatever. Yeah. And then he picks him up and he goes psychotic.
It is bizarre.
It's very
Spinelli kind of reminds me of you.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I could see with Lucy.
I don't think you would even go that crazy.
I think you'd do this.
No, I would cry for sure.
Well, I get crying and weeping about it, but this feels like this is almost like a movie set. You know, because what? You got a ding? What'd she say?
Uh-oh. I know now. Jamie.
It's going to be a good weekend.
Schmuck.
Why are you guys remodeling the basement?
Jamie.
What? I'm just saying. I mean, you know, you could really get some.
No, this is my money.
Oh, your money.
For Vegas. Oh. I got to go to Vegas.
I'm just saying you could get some really nice, like, wood floors down there.
Yeah, some fixtures.
Screw wood. I like bamboo. All right, here we go. This is the guy that's being reunited with his dog. Now, remember, his place burned. The dog had been there for 3 days on its own, surviving. The guy goes back, and he's at the gate trying to get in, but he calls the dog, and the dog comes.
Oh my God, you're alive! You're alive!
Oh, that's the end.
Honey. Oh, thank you, Jesus! Oh, thank you, God! NBC, where's NBC? Where are you, Liz? Thank you! Oh, honey, thank you! Oh, God Almighty! Oh, Jane!
I guess there's some good stories, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, so we shouldn't take away from it.
I know, the guy's weird, but when you watch the videos, like, dude, come on, man. Settle down just a little bit.
I guess NBC, that Liz or whatever, she got a tip that, well, she saw the dog, and so then they put it out there. There's a dog running around. He saw it on social media. He came down, and then he was reunited with his dog.
As a dog owner, though, I think that if you lost everything and you thought your dog, I guess the dog coming back would be the most important thing to you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's like that woman that found her dog in the rubble of a tornado. Do you remember that video? Oh, my God. That older woman was so sweet. All of a sudden, they saw something move under the lumber, and it was her dog. Oh, my God.
And I think it's good that you find stories like this with such tragedy that's happening. By the way, I was just, you know, looking a few minutes ago again. They're saying that this week is going to be hell on wheels out there. That the winds are going to kick up and it's going to get nasty in California.
I know that I'm like, I just don't get it. I just watched this video about Japan and they have all these wood huts that are from, you know, ancient times or whatever. And these big spigots, when there's a fire danger, come out of the ground and they have tanks and they douse all the wooden roofs and they've never lost one in all these fires.
Ever?
Ever. Ever, because these...
Because after of the they, system they
yeah,
have.
Yeah, they built it after the fires had taken out some of them. And yeah, they pop out of the ground, and it's just like... It's like a sprinkler system, but with massive amounts of water.
That is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
You have to come to the conclusion that California, they've not done what they needed to do for many, many years. And I don't know who you blame. I'm not getting political. But you're sitting there in a part of the country that catches on fire every year, multiple times a year, and you have no system whatsoever.
Well, we're
There's
lucky.
There's something wrong here.
We're lucky here because, you know, Colorado, as we started expanding, we start burying our lines. Our electrical lines.
That's a big part of it.
Yeah, so if you live in a newer neighborhood, you know that you don't have overhead lines, because I grew up with those overhead lines, and those are crazy, right?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, my God. But it's weird, because at the cabin, they told me if they buried my lines. Now, I'm like in the woods. If they buried my lines, they wouldn't cover me. It wouldn't be covered by, not my insurance, but by them. But if they put overhead lines, they would do maintenance on them.
So they don't maintenance the stuff underground?
Because they said too many rodents eat it.
Wow.
Well, they think that this fire in California started with a power line that went down. They have found out that a power line went down about the same time that the fire occurred. So, but they haven't connected the two yet, but they think that it could be possible.
Okay, so question. All right, so there's a big conspiracy thing. I don't know if it's true. Maybe you guys do. So they're showing satellite images, and they're saying three fires start at the exact same time across L.A. True or false? Is that true? False.
Whoa.
True, false.
It would be bizarre that it would. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
The big conspiracy that I'm seeing online is if you line the fires up, apparently there's a new highway that's planned out in California, and the fires line up with the highway map.
Aha!
Aha!
Yeah.
Whoa.
That would be so messed up. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. There's lots out there.
This is some way to fight it, though, for a highway.
I know, right?
To burn the city to the ground. I mean, that's a little extreme, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it could be true, I guess.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
EJ and Jamie.
Well, it's true, Jamie.
I know, but I'm just saying.
I look up in there every morning and somebody's crying.
Let me explain. Okay, let me explain. All right, so it's Monday, right? It's Monday. It's a lovely
And the Broncos
day.
Lost.
The Broncos
so
lost.
So not a good move.
And he has got something up his crawl.
Yeah.
Because I just realized how cynical today we've been. I think it is the Broncos losses bringing on. I mean, first of all, we start slamming the guy that just found his dog after 4 days.
It was a little goofy, actually. But
it's a great story.
It's a great story.
And we're cynical.
All right, I take that one back.
So then I'm watching, the Today Show is on in the studio, and I go, oh, look, is that the guy that's replacing Hoda? Oh, no. And I said, oh, no, his name is Craig. Oh, no, he's crying. And then all of a sudden he's crying, and then his dad is crying because he gets to replace Hoda, right? And his dad, and BJ is so cynical, mad about the Broncos. Oh my God, all they do is cry on that show.
Every time I look up there, you got Hoda. That damn Hoda cries every day.
It was a lot of crying.
She's been on there saying goodbye for a month. It's like it doesn't take that long to say goodbye. Quit crying and leave.
And now we have Craig, the new guy, and he's crying, and he's like, that's the only way you can even be on that show if you just cry. Cry all the time.
You gotta be a crier.
Doesn't take any talent, just cry.
You and I, Jamie, would never be on this show. We're not criers.
We're not crying.
No. So, and then, Schmidl, I apologize to you.
Oh, no.
Okay.
What happened?
You were out of the room. Okay. You went down to the little girl's room.
Yeah.
And Schmidl came in here with some nonsense, and I yelled at him.
You did?
Yeah.
About what? It's the
Broncos losing, Jamie. He came in here and he goes, well, you want me to pull some audio? TikTok's going away on Sunday. It's going away Sunday. You know it's banned. Bam. I'm like, get the hell out of here.
What?
I'm young. But I apologize. Schmidl, I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm
thank
sorry.
You for the apology.
It could be going away. I don't know. I was just in a bad
mood. Everyone online says that it's going away, man.
Sunday is the day.
I don't think it is.
I don't think it is either. Like,
he's convinced.
I don't think it's.
He's
someone's going to save it.
Yeah,
I don't think
it is. Especially with all the good it did with the California fires and all the charity drives that.
It's not going away.
But all these Supreme Court justices just think that it's like a foreign adversary just harvesting our data, so they don't like it.
Yeah, but now there's another one everybody's going to, which is still run by the Chinese. It's red something.
There's another one too. Lemonade.
Lemonade.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, talk tick.
You know,
somebody from the U.S. needs to create talk tick. It's the same format.
I'm honestly surprised someone hasn't come out with that yet. Yeah.
I don't know, but I've sworn off ever signing up for anything else. I'm done.
Really?
I'm done. I did that whole Blue Sky. I did the Getter. I did the, what was the
Threads.
The other Threads. I'm done. I've got
done.
Enough. I'm done. I'm not going any further. All right. I got something here I want to bring up.
The last one I signed up for. If you guys want to watch the fires live, go to KTLA. It's an app.
Yeah.
It's KTLA, and it's the fires that are live in LA.
Now, see, something like that, no problem to sign up for. I'm just talking about these social media stuff.
Gotcha.
All right, we've got a development here, and there's two ways to look at it. And Jamie White has an explanation that I think is solid. Okay?
Hey, here's
solid.
A word. Here's a word. Ready?
Yeah.
Duh.
But when we first received this information. There was a lot of judging that went on here in the studio.
Was. Okay, even between with our the bosses.
Yeah. All right. Let me explain. About a month ago, Jamie lost her driver's license. No idea. Was that about right?
Yep. That
about
is
a month
correct.
Ago. Yep. All right. Since then, she's traveled. She's had, you know, some problems, but not that much. But yeah, she had a
they
backup.
Still have $1,000 of my money at the Wynn.
Yeah.
Because they won't give it back to me until I get a driver's license.
She searched and searched and searched. Coat pockets, everything. Where I could have left it, blah, 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 blah. Nothing.
So I had to get a replacement.
I went
to DMV on December 26th. I got a replacement. It's a piece of paper. It's your driver's license. And then when I went to Vegas and I won, they wouldn't pay me out, which I don't get. They wouldn't pay me out because all I had was a piece of paper. But yet they gave me a room. That's fine. But that's different than the IRS, which makes no sense. And I was like, have you ever heard of the FAA? I can fly on this sumbitch. So I'm still mad.
Broncos lost.
Oh, Broncos. Yeah.
If we have a bad attitude today on anything, it's because of Broncos
lost. Exactly.
You got to give us a pass.
Exactly. All right. So anyway.
So on Friday, our boss comes walking in here with a letter. A letter. An envelope. Okay. And on the envelope, it says Jamie White.
That's me.
Yeah. Right here. 4700 South Syracuse, Denver, Colorado. Right here. So... she opens it up. Lo and behold, her driver's license
is in the envelope after I just got a new one. Oh.
Somebody found it and mailed it back.
Oh, and we found out that they mailed it back all the way in like the beginning of January. Oh, but our boss had it.
Yeah, you could have had it before. You didn't even have to get a new one.
Because of the holiday break, it got kind of, you know, laid on a desk downstairs and nobody saw it and blah, blah, blah. So that part too. But then... when you picked up the envelope and you read who the return address was, who sent the driver's license.
It's my worst nightmare.
Skippy's Wine and Spirits. Over on 90 Proof Avenue in Broomfield. Jamie left her driver's license at the liquor store.
I love it. Oh my God, this was the worst thing ever. Like, boss, Kabasman, Mike, BJ, Carson, Schmidel, they're all just going crazy. Really? You left your license at the liquor store? Shocker. I mean, it went on and on. And here's my point. Okay?
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
It's solid, Jamie.
I would like to thank Skippy's Wine and Spirits for sending it because I think that is nice. They went out of their way. They got a stamp and everything.
Skippy's is located on 90 Proof Avenue.
Anyway, so I want to thank them for bothering to put the driver's license in the mail. I thought that was really nice.
Very nice.
Number one. Number two. If they happen to have known me well enough, right? Don't you think they would have just held it for me because they know I would come back? If I was a regular patron, they would absolutely hold it and go, well, she'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
See?
Yes.
See?
If you were a part of the frequent buyer program
over
there at the liquor store, yes, they would know how that's Jamie's. She'll be back tomorrow.
We know her.
Hell, she could be back tonight.
Exactly.
You know, that kind of talk would be going on at the liquor store, but they didn't know.
No. And by the way, the reason why they knew this address is because it's on my driver's license.
Yeah,
that's the address I use.
They didn't know that the radio thing. They didn't know any of that from what we can tell, right?
Exactly.
Because there's no note in here or anything. So all the shaming, all the judging,
it's
and everything that happened on Friday.
You guys are being judgers.
I know. I was. As soon as I saw Skippy's on there, liquor joint, I started laughing.
Everybody did.
Who would have thought a liquor store, Jamie White? You know?
Right. And I'm doing dry January. I mean, the whole thing was mean.
It was cruel.
Although yesterday was a little damp.
I apologize. Even the boss, when he came in here.
He went after me.
This is a toxic
work environment.
He hadn't even looked at who sent the driver's license back.
Hostile.
It was hostile.
It's a hostile work environment.
We do owe you an apology because it makes a lot of sense that they obviously don't know you. You're obviously not a frequent visitor to the store.
Right, because think about the cigar place you go to, right?
Right.
If they found your driver's license, they'd just hold it because you'd be back.
Absolutely.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, this place, I obviously don't go to.
Yep. No, you're exactly right. Your explanation... explains it all, even though we're all a little skeptical of it. No, we are.
Well, you shouldn't be. I don't go to that place.
And by the way, a conversation we had just a few minutes ago about this gambling thing and Jamie and I sharing money, that was all fake.
Oh, my God. Are you scared,
too? We don't have any squares. We don't have any of that. We don't have any numbers. There's nothing going on.
I strongly recommend that you stop talking about your sports raffle before your friend gets arrested for illegal gambling. He technically needs a license to run that game. If it's not a nonprofit, he doesn't qualify. Keep it private, not public. I work for the Secretary of State's office in the bingo and raffle division. I'm doing you a favor. Keep your mouth shut. And then she wrote her name, and I looked her up, and she's real.
Wow. Oh. It's legit. Yep.
There's no game.
Yeah, we're kidding.
There's no game.
Oh, my gosh. Look, let me hit you on the arm. We're just kidding.
Really? Do you think we'd be a part of something like that?
No.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.